This episode is powered by Act Now Education. Go to www.actnoweducation.com for free comprehensive educational resources and opportunities for active duty, veterans, military spouses, and children.
Yeah, man. First of all, I'd say, you know, remember, smooth is fast. You don't got to go out and be like anybody else, man. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm just trying to give it my own shine, right? My own little shine to it, man. And just keep on going around. And as long as you're moving forward, man, however you feel, you know, how much you got to put into it at that given time, go ahead and do it. When you're ready to take a little bit more, you go ahead and do that. Reach out to each other.
Warriors fall in. It's time for formation. So today we got a very unique episode. We have our guest who's actually outside enjoying the beautiful Southern California weather because he's very, very active in the fitness community. He's a Gulf War Navy veteran and recently retired as a Navy Federal firefighter and paramedic. He is currently the owner and operator of USS Battle Series, which is an American fitness competition. His name is Cliff Walker. And Cliff, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Oh, well, you know what? Thank you very much for having me, and very humbled, and appreciate your time, my brother.
You're at a place right now where I would love to be, which is at Newport Beach. And I see the palm trees behind you and the ocean and everything. And I'm extremely jealous because I'm sitting here in my office shed near right here in L.A. So let's just get things started, man, because you're a very interesting person. Can you tell us about your service in the military and what was it like when you transitioned out?
Well, I went in a little while back and did two tours with the Navy. I was shore duty first tour stationed on the USS Bruton. Named after a Navy SEAL, Medal of Honor recipient, and very fortunate to be on that ship with the good crew. It was a fast frigate, anti-submarine warfare type of ship, and partook in the Gulf War when everything just kind of kicked off, and then after that transitioned over to shore duty as a military police officer, MP, and that took me over to Lackland, where I got trained up, learned how to shoot a gun, and then from there, did some time on the weapons station out of Westlock, and then transitioned out into the federal fire department, man.
Right, man. That's quite a transition. A lot of folks who exit the military tend to typically go back into the government work. You went back into being a firefighter, and I can completely understand that because there's a lot of camaraderie involved in being a first responder. And with that being said, what inspired you to actually start the USS Battle Series? And can you talk to us a little bit about what it's about?
Well, you know what? Fitness has always been a big, big part of my life, man. And so I mentioned before, I tell people fitness is my mental medicine, right? So, you know, the VA is always trying to hook us vets up. I'm also 100% disabled veteran. And, you know, when the answer is right here, man. Even going through all this shit, we won't get into that. But, man, it's right here behind me, all around us. And so fitness has always been a big key. So 2016, just had this idea to have, I was at this firefighter throwdown, CrossFit in nature, right? And, it just kind of hit me, man. I want to have my own event on top, but it's a different from anything else going on. I want to be able to pay respect to the history, of these warships, right? And, the history they've seen, right? The men and women. The battles they've partook in, man, that are very much a part of who we are, why we are, where we're at, and you know, the men and women's also. So the military, first responders. So we kicked off our first event on the Midway, 2016, man, and it was a hit. But you know, the first couple of years, it was just strictly military first responders. Our civilian partners there, they wanted to, they got a lot of family members and whatnot also. So now it's pretty much everybody, man, everybody. But first and foremost, the military and first responders were honoring, paying respect to.
Right. And, you know, I understand that you're giving back to the community. Can you talk about some of the nonprofits and some of the different organizations that you help out while doing the USS Battle Series?
Correct. Yeah. So we've right now working with the CAF Challenged Athletes Foundation, and they have a an organization that deals with adapted athletes, military and first responder members, and also GI Go Fund located. So CAF is located out of here, Southern California, San Diego area, and then the GI Go Fund out of East Coast, out of Jersey. A couple brothers over there, man, doing big things, good things for our veterans. They have these workshops, man. So check them out. GI Go Fund, man, you're an entrepreneur just starting out. Now, I wish I would have known them about them before then, beforehand, but, you know, I could still pick up some tips and some help. And so we're kind of helping them out as well too, man. Pretty much, you know, we're this platform, I tell people. So if you're a business out there, especially military owned and operated, veteran operated, such as we are, both military and first responder, you know, we'd like to help you out, man. And just, you know, one team, one love, one fight, man. Everybody's kind of working together for one cause.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And it's great that you started a fitness competition, because this has been extremely popular in the last few years. But not only that, but one that's geared more towards our veteran community, because that's kind of the basis for all of us when we go to basic training or boot camp. At the end of the day, the one thing that we all have in common is getting up early in the morning and doing PT. And I actually call this show the Morning Formation Podcast, mainly because the morning formation was when I had my opportunity to stand in front of my own troops and give them information, but also take accountability of them. And we all remember that first formation was PT formation. So talk [S2] Yeah. [S1] About some of the different events that you've had so far. What has been sort of the outcome of folks showing up to them, and where have you had them so far?
So, you know what, you know, as you can imagine, you know, they've been a hit, man. And it's just a place where like-minded, individuals, warriors, you know, could, just kind of let it all out, man, and talk amongst each other, hopefully form, as we've already done, you know, in a particular units, wherever we're based at, whatever, our MOS is, and, you know, enjoy something together. Form these long friendships and everything. So they're, you know, really good place to network, you know, and just enjoy, bring the family out. Now, again, they're on these battleships, these aircraft carriers. There's 12 of them throughout the U.S. in all, you know, great locations, Hawaii, New York, Texas. We're going to a throwdown on the Yorktown in Patriots Point, Charleston, South Carolina. So, man, all these communities, all these towns, very rich in military history. It's not just, you know, they're on Navy ships, but, man, we always have all branches of the military out supporting these guys and them supporting us. And we've been on the Midway. We've been on the Battleship Iowa. We've been on the Battleship Texas at La Porte there. I was in San Pedro, Los Angeles Harbor, Midway's, San Diego. Obviously, everybody knows that ship, right? And then now the USS Yorktown in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, and that's quite a bit of, I guess, territory for you to work off of. There's 12 different of these 12 different ships across the United States. But imagine like how many other places you could actually do these events, whether it be, you know, in Washington, D.C., around the memorials and things like that. There's so many other places too, besides ships, that you could expand this into. And it'll be interesting to see where else you take this. But if someone is interested in joining the USS Battle Series, what can they expect? What type of events would you compare it to another different type of fitness, like maybe Tough Mudder. I did the Urban Athlon for Men's Health about, 7 years ago in Chicago. And, that was a real challenge, but it was beautiful because we ran through the city of Chicago and I got to run past all the iconic sites. But if someone is going to sign up for the USS Battle Series, what type of events do you guys typically do?
Okay, so, I guess you could consider us or someone compares like, CrossFit, but you know what? Military and first responders, it's more tactical fitness, right? So tactical training, functional fitness, right? It has to meet the job requirements. You don't have to lift the heaviest. You don't have to be the fastest. You just have to be well-rounded, right? So pushing, pulling, hitting, swinging, lifting, dragging. That's what you're going to see, man. You might have a SCBA, self-contained breathing apparatus on your back. You might have a flak jacket on. You might have a weighted vest. You might be carrying your battle buddy, man. So every event is different, man. We're mixing it up, such as life, right? Every battle is different, man. Every fire is different. We try to keep it unique, but somewhat job related. So we'll throw in quite a few different twists.
Right. And so for the folks that do sign up for the USS Battle Series, is there a certain amount of your, the revenue that goes towards a nonprofit?
Right. So as I stated, we work with the Challenged Athletes Foundation and GIO funds. So we're working on, trying to raise some money for these organizations, get the word out there, let people do. We're soon to be including an adaptive athlete element. Having talked to a couple of these, these warriors, man, these athletes, because that's truly what they are, man. They'll put a lot of us to shame, man. We're just going to give them another arena to do what they do so well in, man. And I think they'll at that point keep us well rounded. Really. Include everybody, man. So these events, we're going to be having a pro section soon, like the pros and the Joes. So right now this is, nothing to be scared about, man. If you're into fitness, whether it be a weekend warrior, you're really getting at it. I guarantee you, you will get through this, but you'll remember it. This is a tandem two-person event. It's team event. What you and I, others like us, are used to is relying on the guy on either side to help you out, and he's looking for you to help him out. So it's a team event, as it should be.
You know, when I first saw you on Instagram and I saw your product overall, I thought, wow, this is really important, because anytime I've gone through a dark patch in my life, I've always looked to fitness, and it was one of the reasons why I got so heavily involved in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for the last 11 years. It was because at the time I was going through some rough phases after the military, and you have two choices at that point. You can either go to the bar and you can get drunk and, make that part of your lifestyle, or you can go to the gym. And I decided, I was very fortunate to have friends around me that kind of enticed me to jump into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And that's why I found it really important for me to get you on the show today, because a lot of folks out there need to understand that you do have those choices. And at the end of the day, it's all about who you surround yourself with. And so if something like USS Battle Series, if you're going through a rough spot, align yourself with USS Battle Series, because it will give you a goal. If you have this event coming up, it'll give you a goal that you have to train stairs, you have to run, you have to lift, you have to do all these things so that you can perform. And that was the one thing for me when I would do my jiu-jitsu competitions, was it gave me something to work for. And so it gave me a reason to go to the gym, because I had on this date, I was going to go to a competition and I needed to cut weight and I needed to train and I needed to prepare. And that right there keeps your mindset right. And it keeps that
mental medicine, right?
Right.
So
exactly.
I didn't know that, man, that you roll. I don't know if today I'll be able to, but later day, I also as well, partake in, jiu-jitsu as well too, man. So, get on the mat, dude.
Yeah, dude. Ever since the pandemic started, it's been slower, obviously, but, the guys at work that I work with, and you know, some other folks, every now and then we still get on the mats, and it's very humbling, because at the end of the day, you think that you're in shape, but you're not in mat shape. So it's like, yeah, it's a complete different cardio right there in itself.
Lessons from the mat.
Exactly. You know, I love it. It's very therapeutic for me. And, you know, just to add some transition, career transition value to this, can you talk about what advice would you have to any veteran out there, or any service members out there, military spouses out there, who are thinking about jumping into the business ownership realm? It can be very scary at times to think about not having that secure paycheck every other week. What advice would you have for someone out there who is also thinking about starting up a business, who might be in the veteran or military community?
Yeah, man. First of all, I'd say, you know, remember, smooth is fast. You don't got to go out and be like anybody else, man. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm just trying to give it my own shine, right? My own little shine to it, man. And just keep on going around. And as long as you're moving forward, man, however you feel, you know, how much you got to put into it at that given time, go ahead and do it. When you're ready to take a little bit more, you go ahead and do that. Reach out to each other. Again, that's what we know. It's what we do very well, man, is support and help each other out, right, in any which way we can. Right. So anybody wants to hit me up at USS Battle Series, go ahead, man. I'd be more than happy to help you out. You know, there's a lot of resources out there that you could look into and help you out. Again, but I think the key there, and I found, is just other veterans, man. Just reach out to them and find out what it is they did, what they're doing, because obviously it's working, you know. So that's right. My advice.
Yeah, that's great. Great advice. I mean, reaching out to your resources, that was something that I didn't do when I transitioned out of the military. I thought that I had this in my hand and I was able to do it myself. Turned out that I wish I had a few more eyeballs on my resume, and I wish I had reached out to some of my local resources as well. But when it comes to starting a business, it's the same deal. Even starting this podcast, I reached out to so many folks who helped me out when it came to finding my vision, finding my overall purpose, and I didn't do it alone. And that's the one thing that I think that a lot of folks in our military community need to understand. It's so easy to connect with folks. I was able to connect with you through Instagram, find folks that you resonate with, find folks that you can connect with, and don't try to go at it on your own.
No, I mean, this is an example, exactly, you know, what you and I, what I just spoke of, and mm-hmm. what you're doing, what you've done, what I'm doing, what I've done and still continue to do is connect with each other, man. And we're a strong force, man. We're a strong force. I mean, look what a lot of us have done already. And yeah, man, we got some dark times and some tough moments. But what do you do, man? You look towards your battle buddy, man. And he's there for you. You're there for him. But you're never alone, dude. So understand mm-hmm. that. Anybody out there listening, you are never alone, man. So, and somebody always wants to hear you, no matter what you think, whatever you feel, somebody wants to hear you. Even if, like today, man, I got at it. I got on a long paddle, and it was just me, myself, and I, and it gave me a chance to think while I was getting this, you know, aggression out of me, and then ended up with some band. Low impact type workout. And now I get to spend time with my brother here. So just know that, man.
Yeah, no, totally. I even think that it's important for folks to get out and connect and meet folks in person who actually align with what your goals are. And for me, it's podcasting, it's doing things like this, really reaching out and helping other folks out, not necessarily doing the selfish things where I'm going out with the boys and all that other stuff. I spend my time doing things like this because I have a family and I have a job and all this other stuff. It's just, you either choose between going out with the boys or doing podcasts and things like that. So I appreciate you spending your time doing what you're doing and building what you're building, because it's going to help the greater veteran community. And with that being said, Cliff, what events do you have coming up next in the next few months or so.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate this time and allowing me to share the battle series. This is not just, the ship does not, move forward by itself, right? It takes a crew. So the battle series is pulling into Los Angeles Harbor, San Pedro, on the battleship Iowa, May 1st, the start of Military Appreciation Month, where we're going to be hosting our first Health and Fitness Expo. So Health and Fitness Expo, go to ussbattleseries.com. Check that one out. It's free to the public. We're going to have all branches there. We're going to have fitness instructors, just helping people. We're going to have a van there for Children's Hospital, right? A blood donor van. So come out and give some blood for our kids. And then also, we're going to have also a COVID van out there, man. And just a lot of good knowledge, good people, city council out there. Then we're moving on June 11th and 12th. To our throwdown on the Yorktown at Patriots Point. And that's going to be on the Yorktown. So Charleston, South Carolina. And that's it for now. Now we're looking at maybe possibly an active duty. I've had a commanding officer reach out and I've reached out to him and we're kind of might have an active duty ship in the works, but if not, maybe the Midway, but who knows, man? Again, there's a lot of these historical ships that their story needs to be told. They're all museums. They're all nonprofits. And we're here to tell that story and help our fellow brothers and sisters out, man.
That's outstanding. So you're going coast to coast, man, from LA to the East Coast and running all these events out there. You know, if anyone wants to connect with you on social media, where can they find you? What platforms are you on?
So Instagram, I believe that's where we met. Right. Facebook, not with Twitter right now, man, but and then on our website, ussbattleseries.com, which was put together by a Jordan Smith. Jordan Smith is a Army Ranger. So I team up with a lot of veterans and we work well together. So everybody on the team has some connection or family members that were in the military and, again, for the same cause, others helping others. So yeah, that's it. Instagram, Facebook, the website and, feel free to reach out to us at any time, man. And, if you got something you want to share, we'll see what we can do to help you out. We'll get there.
Yeah, man, I got to say, I've had people sitting in their office before in front of their computer, and I've had terrible audio, terrible internet. You're out there in Newport Beach under the palm trees, and you have pretty damn good internet. And honestly, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see where he's standing right now. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And this is interesting. I actually wanted you to do this because for what you do, this is specifically to your character. And I think it's perfect for this interview. So if anyone heard the background noise, hey, it's all natural. It's all inherent. So before we finish up the episode, Cliff, is there anything that you'd like to final out with or any advice or any suggestions that you'd like to throw out there to our military community?
Stay moving forward. Keep doing what you're doing. There, again, like I said, I can't stress enough. There's a lot of us out there, man. And we're here to be reached, help each other out. Just because you left the service doesn't mean everything stops, man. We're still paying it forward and there's still a mission to be had, man. Just keep doing it, man, and stay positive. I guarantee you things will work out, man.
And for anyone out there listening, if you're looking to connect with Cliff, all the information that he just mentioned will be in the show notes. So whether you're getting this on YouTube or you're getting this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, one of the 19 different platforms that I'm on, you just scroll to the bottom there and you'll find all the contacts to connect with Cliff. We connected on Instagram. He's grown that platform quite a bit, but like he also mentioned too, he's on Facebook, and please check out his website. Cliff, I want to thank you for joining us today. You make me really jealous just sitting here looking at your backdrop there.
Hey, I do this for you and for others, man. So again, hit me up. Right. But I've had people come out. I've had a guy, Alex, man. He's a firefighter, CrossFitter, swimmer, all that, man. He just came out last weekend, and I gave him some of that, that Cliff Cali, Cali Cliff experience, man. So hit me up, man. You never know. If I'm free that weekend, I'll more than happy to show you where it is I play at.
All right, brother. Sounds good. And for everyone else out there listening, please check out the website. Check out themorningformation.com as well. Yes. But USS Battle Series, they have several events going on. They're coast to coast. And at the end of the day, align yourself with the right people. This is a great way to connect with folks. And so with that being said, Cliff, thank you for joining us on The Morning Formation. And for anyone else out there listening, I want you to stay tuned, stay focused, and stay motivated. Warriors, fall out. You've been listening to the Morning Formation Podcast. I hope you found today's materials helpful and of value to your current situation. You can connect with me on Instagram at the_morning_formation_podcast, or you can connect with me via email at theformationpodcaster@gmail.com. Also, I would like to thank my partners at Act Now Education for their support. Authenticity, community, and trusted is what you can expect from all members of the Act Now Education team. You can link up with them today and learn about some new free educational resources on their Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or at their website, actnoweducation.com. Whether today's show took you back to a nostalgic time or helped you think about tomorrow, thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you again. Stay safe and stay motivated. Warriors, fall out.